So spending time on your bracket or the office pool or checking in on the games, is that a problem?
The tune on this has changed. And if we were to roll back the clock 10 years, and let's say it was 2003, and you and I are having this conversation, I would say, oh, yes, this is a major concern. Managers need to be dealing with this issue. Tell your employees that if you're going to do brackets and you're going to watch the games, you need to reserve that for lunch hours, or you need to reserve that for after hours. You can do whatever you want in your free time, but there's no place for that here in the office.
Okay, but you've got your mock stern voice on, so I'm guessing that that's not the case anymore.
That's not the case, and I'll tell you why. There are no lunch hours.
Well, fair enough.
There are no after hours. We live in a world now, and we've talked about this before, there are no boundaries anymore between work and life. So there is no way an employer can legitimately lay that claim, because employees are going to grab their phone, and they're going to check. The worst thing a boss could do is to say, there is no place for that at the office, because it will create resistance and further deteriorate morale and employee engagement. We're already seeing kind of rock bottom levels as it is. It's going to further chip away at that.
You said they can't stop it from happening, but is it a problem? Is it bad for the workplace?
So I actually am going to come at you with a completely different counter recommendation. Sponsor it. Push it. Encourage it in the workplace.
Really?
Absolutely. Because it's an opportunity for you to actually, as a manager, as a boss, actually improve morale around something that's already built. Very little effort. Just say, hey, we're going to sponsor an office bracket. And don't have employees put in money, but you can say, hey, the winner's going to get, and maybe you give out something with the company logo on it, or put a little bit into it. Maybe you reward everyone with an office lunch or something like that. Not a big deal, but make it fun. Get behind it rather than fight it.
Is this a little bit like a short vacation or a day off, sort of the same concept where it's really going to make you more productive in the end?
Absolutely. So what we're seeing more and more in the economy is that, assuming this is the new normal, everyone's running at kind of a marathon pace. And you can't keep that up without having some kind of breaks. And so one of the analogies that we often hear right now is that you have to train your employees as if you're training an Olympic athlete. You've got to do more interval training, which means you've got to give breaks. So this is a great opportunity for people to get a mini break from the typical pace of work and have fun, knowing that when March Madness is over, and even on the days when they aren't playing, you know, normal resumes. But I think it's a great opportunity that employers can leverage.
That's our all-star Brandon Smith. He drops by most weeks to talk about working and careers and March Madness. Thanks, Brandon.
I am hoping my bracket's going to turn around.